It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by on-camera and voiceover talent RodHunter.com and the law offices of Matthew Simone. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. Good evening to you. So, you're wondering, why does Jim Barrier join us on the air twice a month? Well, now, what else would he be doing? Jim, welcome to our program.
I often wonder the same thing myself, but I really love being on the show, Bob. I was trying to figure out today how long we've been doing things together. It started when you came to San Antonio.
Well, that was 2006 that I came to San Antonio. And then for a couple of years, I was a guest on your Texas show. And you occasionally were a guest on mine. I think it was not long after your Texas show went off the air that we decided to give you a taste of radio heaven over here.
Yeah. So, but really, we've been acquainted now for a good 16 years. And it's been a delight. And so hopefully we'll get a lot more years out of this and keep doing what we do, whatever that is.
Well, so long as Joe Biden's Ministry of Truth doesn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we will give some time.
Joe Goebbels Biden.
I think we need to bring back the Otis theme song and have Brendan cue it up and whenever Joe's name
just whenever Joe's name is mentioned. Oh, that's fine, we could do that.
I know he's gonna kick out of that. So, well, I'm gonna jump into this and give me a few minutes here to set up what I want to talk about. And you know, films about a dystopian future have been all the rage for several years now, Hunger Games and such, but that is not a new concept. In fact, brilliant authors long ago were writing things like this. And when I was in high school, I read three books. Well, actually, I read more than that, but there were three that really left an impression on me. And I want to give a little synopsis of each one here, if I may. The first one is 1984 by George Orwell. Now, you know, I've mentioned Animal Farm a number of times on the show, But 1984 was really probably the most famous work. So 1984, which now has been a long time ago, is a story about a world in which there is a constant state of war. There's government surveillance everywhere. They call it Big Brother. Now we have TV reality shows called Big Brother. Historical revision and propaganda is the order of the day. There are thought police who persecute individualism and free thinking because they have thought crimes, which now we're knocking on the door of that again. Newspeak, where they kind of rewrite the language of what words mean and they change the definition of words. Interesting, huh? Doublethink, which is two things could be opposite, but they're both true. And so there's really not any absolute truth anywhere to the point where 2 + 2 = 5. Interesting stuff. And so 1984. It seemed like science fiction then. Now it seems like current events. The next one is Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Huxley, by the way, died on November 22nd, 1963, the same day as C.S. Lewis and John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Right, right.
All three of those guys died on the same day. That's pretty bizarre. I can't find it. Years ago, I read a book by somebody, and it was a fiction, but it was like a little debate or discussion between
those
three.
That was Peter Kreeft. He used to write for InterVarsity Press, and he did a lot of those meetings of the minds of people who had just died and their discussions in the other world. Yeah, really interesting.
I'd love to get a copy of that and look at it again. So in Brave New World, there's a world state where people are environmentally engineered in mass production. They live in a caste system. There's no religion. Instead, there's a symbolic revered father figure, Henry T. Ford. They use the name of Ford kind of like a deity. So things are AF, after Ford, and oh dear Ford, and stuff like that. Crosses on churches and buildings were broken off the top to form a T in honor of Ford's first car, the Model T. Past historical events aren't significant to the present time. Historical books, Bibles, poetry are all forbidden. This is wild here. Anthrax, an infectious disease of wild and domesticated animals, can be transmitted to people. People get this is weird. I read the book, and it was pretty weird in the 60s. People got together to sing and take drugs and have group sex to encourage unity in the world state. They called it orgy porgy. and then the drug that they took, the drug of choice was Soma, which, as advertised, offers all the advantages of Christianity and alcohol with none of the defects. Weird stuff. And then the third one was Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, and a little bit later. And this is a book where in this world, 451, books are outlawed. And they have firemen who burn any books that are found, hence the title 451. 451 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at which paper catches fire. Later in his life, Bradbury said that the book was a commentary on mass media reducing interest in reading literature. And in 1994, he said the book is more relevant now because of political correctness, which he described as the real enemy, thought control and control of free speech. So here's the deal. I read those as a teenager, and it seemed inconceivable. Inconceivable! I do not think that word means what you think it means.
From the Princess Bride there.
And, you know, we're limited now. I'm looking at a world that comes right off the pages of fantasy sci-fi from decades ago. And, of course, there have been many visionaries. Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, a lot of those guys wrote things that have later on come to pass. But these things are scary because it talks about the danger of government overreach. I'm telling you, people can accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist. I just see this stuff and I think it scares me. You know, you look at what has happened in nations in just in the last century or so. You know, you look at the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, and you look at Hitler's Third Reich, and then around the world, different dictators and people who have risen to power, and you see what they can do to the masses and how they can control them. And for so long, I've consoled myself and said, well, that would never happen in America. That couldn't happen here. We value freedom too much, and we're educated, and we're moral people. And now
it's already happening. That ship has sailed.
Yeah. So that's kind of setting up some of the things that I want to talk about tonight, and call it conspiracy theories, if you will. But we're going to cite some facts, and we're going to talk about some realities that are happening right now in our country and in current events.
And I mentioned this on the air just the other day. If we're citing the facts, it's not a conspiracy theory. It may be a conspiracy, but it's a factual conspiracy.
Yeah. And there are conspiracies. You'd have to be totally blind and in great denial to not see conspiracy. You know what the word conspiracy means, by the way? Think about it. Break the word down. C-O-N, con, means with or together. And spiracy comes from spirit or breath or wind. And so it literally means to be breathing together. And you have this picture of people kind of huddled together so close they can feel each other's breath, and they're whispering secrets and talking about what the next step is. And that's what conspiracy is. And I'm telling you, you see it on many, many levels right now, and probably nowhere more dangerous than in the nation's capital. And you see these people coming out of closed door meetings and making decisions, people that make decisions and pass laws that you and I are supposed to submit to, but we don't really have any say in those things. It used to be that we were represented by people we voted for, and they're supposed to have our best interests. When's the last time you can remember that being a reality?
Yeah, that's like fantasy land now.
Yeah. Forgive me, folks, if I sound a little cynical tonight, but there's just stuff going on in the world that should be very troubling to all of us. It's been 18 months now, I suppose. What are we in? Well, we're in August. Yeah. Since the mob on January 6th at the Capitol took over, or at least it intruded, trying to prevent the transition of power, and largely because these people believed that the election was fake and that it was stolen, and largely because the outgoing president, Mr. Trump, said so. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot on this show and also on World News Brief and other programs. I think it was a bogus election. I don't know if there's anything we'll ever be able to do about it. I don't know that we'll ever be able to prevent it in the future. But that led to this demonstration, and prosecutors are closing in on 900 arrests. They're still arresting people. The Justice Department says that more than 855 members of that crowd are facing charges, which range from trespassing on restricted grounds to seditious conspiracy. There's that word again.
Well, and it's such a scam, because their purpose was not to go in there and commit violence and prevent the transfer of power. It was a protest to just get the attention of Congress so that Congress could make the vote that they wanted them to make. It did get out of hand, but people forget a very, very small percentage of the ones that were protesting actually broke into the Capitol building. Okay, Jim, hold with me over the break.
All right.
You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-aged child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool. Contact us now at WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
Back to 1170 AM, 96.1 FM, The Answer. I'm your host, Bob Siegel. Say hello again to Jim Barrier.
So we're currently talking about the quote-unquote insurrection of January 6th. By the way, the demonstrations and riots, the violence in Portland with buildings being burned, the attack was on a federal building.
Exactly. And nobody from the Democratic Party said one single word.
Not a word. Not a word. Nor any of my liberal friends who are so up in arms. They defend that, say nothing's really going on.
And they call it a peaceful protest. And if you complain about it, you're the violent one.
So now we're back to 1984 and newspeak. We're rewriting, we're redefining words, which, man, it's amazing some of the euphemisms the government comes up with. We'll talk about a couple.
Well, and even 1984, they just tried to nullify the effects of words, like getting rid of adjectives, good, double plus good, triple plus good.
Yeah.
But the newspeak of today, basically left means right, up means down, evil means good, good means evil. They're actually replacing words with their opposite meaning.
Isn't there something in the scripture about woe unto those?
Yeah,
the prophet
Isaiah, chapter 5 of Isaiah. Yep.
I know I'd read that somewhere. Okay, so back to this demonstration and the arrest. Nearly 950 arrested, 325 defendants have pled guilty to crimes of that day. The vast majority of them are misdemeanor crimes.
And yet a lot of them are going to jail for misdemeanor crimes. And yet there's a guy in New York City that's been guilty of violence. He's been guilty of rape. He keeps going out like a revolving door. Or at least he's been charged with those things, and they're not holding him because they have those no bail laws.
You know, all of those freedom fighters who want to get Brittany Griner out of a Russian prison for actually breaking the law, a Russian law in Russia, why don't they want to set these people free who have been in prison this whole time? Anyway.
Because they support Trump. That's why. Trump's the wild card that Trump's all, pun intended.
That's good. How many times can you get away with using that? That's a great line.
I actually am surprised how few times I've used that line, but it is an obvious one.
Yeah, I'm tempted to use it all the time, and I think, oh, come on. Nah, but it's true. It's a great line. So at least 57 people who were involved in that day's events, part of that crowd, get this, 57 of them were running for public office.
I had not realized that the public office in local levels, I'm sure it wasn't our Congress, our U.S. Congress.
Well, statistically, it doesn't...
Probably state and municipal governments, I would assume.
But the fact that they're, running for public office, it just seems odd to me.
Yeah, chance to put a bunch of Republican politicians in jail. Not that I have any great love for our Republicans these days, but I have contempt for the Democrats. Yeah.
And just in this past week, in a recent court filing, an attorney said that at least, this blew me away, 20 FBI and agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which I think is a really bad combination, by the way, other assets were, you go down to the corner store and say, I need some alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Now, you could do that here in Texas. I digress. That at least 20 federal agents were in that crowd scattered around the Capitol on the day of the riot.
And when asked if they assisted the riots openly before Congress, a representative of the FBI said, I cannot answer that question.
Of course he cannot. I wonder what the heck were they doing there? Because they certainly didn't do anything to stop it.
Well, it was. I was about to say it was a perfect storm, but a perfect storm usually just happens by chance. This was a created storm because Nancy Pelosi was not authorizing the police to do any protection. Donald Trump was refused his offer to send in the National Guard ahead of time. Doesn't that offer itself suggest that Trump did not want things to get out of hand?
Well, and I just thought of a term when you're saying that maybe we have perfect storm troopers.
There you go. Whoa, we're just full of the puns tonight. The zingers are just coming out left and right.
Mostly left. But to talk about what a violent thing it was and that people were killed. Okay, a total of 5 people died.
One of them was an ex-military woman who was shot by a policeman from the Capitol.
Yeah, one of them was shot by
there was no
police.
Protest of police violence over that, and she wasn't doing anything violent. She wasn't harassing anybody.
She wasn't
attacking anybody.
Okay. And then the other one of them died of a drug overdose. Well, that's certainly a bad way to take over a building. And then three died of natural causes. So all of these, you know, we just throw this stuff out there and they spin it. So there's the truth, folks. One person shot by Capitol Police, one died of a drug overdose, and three died of natural causes. What a violent revolution. Now, they keep
they're going to milk it dry for everything it's worth, Jim.
Yeah. So sick of the word insurrection. You know, I've read enough novels and history, and I'm familiar with the word insurrection. Here are two definitions of insurrection. An attempted coup by a group of people to defeat their government and take control of the country, usually by violence. I don't think that is what took place that day.
No, but it describes a heck of a lot of stuff that the Democrats have been sanctioning. A heck of a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But the second definition of insurrection is the act of rising against civil authority or government restraint, specifically the armed resistance of a number of persons to the power of the state, incipient or limited rebellion. That's not what took place on January 6th either. Yeah, there was a crowd, and I think they did get out of control, and there was a lot of people, but this was not an attempt to overthrow the government or to take control. I explained the five people that died had nothing to do, or at least they were not killed by these protesters.
And Jim, just you watch. After they're done arresting the ones that broke in, they'll go to other people that were there protesting that day who did not break in, and they'll find reasons to arrest them. Mark my words.
And so we are at least one foot in the door of the dystopian future that I never thought could happen in my lifetime. It's crazy. Now, I have read the transcript of Trump's speech. There is no inciting the people to riot.
He went out of his way to say peacefully, make your voices known. He went out of his way to say that.
Yeah, he did. He said he stood on his ground and took the electoralist cards up, but he told his supporters, go home in peace. Now, that's not inciting a riot. And yet you get Nancy and her little minions and they try to impeach. Oh, Liz Cheney, how did that work out?
Yeah. I am so glad they primaried her out of there.
I hope we don't hear a lot from her anymore. There was actually...
Oh, of course we'll hear from her. She'll be the darling of the mainstream media. She's got a gig at MSNBC or CNN anytime she wants it. She's hinting now that she's going to run for president.
Yeah, running for president. Really?
She's that brave heroine who dared to stand up to her own Republican Party. Is anybody in the Democratic Party who dares to stand up to them ever called brave? Of course not. They grind them up and spin them out so quickly
it makes your head spin. Only once. Yeah, I think we need to send Liz on a hunting trip with her dad.
All right. I didn't say that one. I don't want the FBI at my door.
Sorry.
Well, I hate to say it because I know you're just joking, but these days, these morons will even take a joke like that. They will.
That's true. They'll be charging me with a crime, a thought crime.
Or a bad sense of humor, one or the other.
They incur different penalties. Some of my jokes really are a crime. I admit that. But as Steve Allen, the great Steve Allen once said, I'm loyal to a fault. I have many faults, and I'm loyal to every one of them. So that's kind of just what it is. That's where I am. Okay, let's move on. Oh, do we have the theme from Otis at Superman? We probably didn't have time to get that.
Oh, if Brendan wants to dig it up, I guess we can. But don't pause. Keep talking, and he'll chime in when you get a chance.
Okay. So we have, you know, I love these euphemisms. I love the newspeak. Okay, this is what it's called, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Well, did you hear that they already changed the name of that? After that was just bumpkin for the masses to get it passed. Now that it's passed, they're calling it the Environmental Tax Bill. They're not using the word reduction anymore because they've always known it was not going to reduce anything.
Almost $80 billion, $79.6 billion alone just given to the IRS.
Yeah, and then they're going to increase IRS agents, which are going to strangle businesses. Who's going to pay for that? Well, it's going to be the consumer, so it's not going to bring down inflation. Okay, Jim, hold with me over the break. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show with Jim Barrier.
is Bob Siegel. With the wiring in your home, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. For all you know, he may have gotten his license by sending in 3 serial box tops.
Hey, these things happen. There's nothing wrong with my wiring. Houses burned down. If you wanted a guarantee, you should have ordered the deluxe package.
Folks, play it smart. Call WNS Electric Incorporated. They specialize in contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, WNS takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I use them myself, and I wouldn't call anyone else. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for WNS Electric, license number 480539. WNS Electric.
Bob Siegel's novel, Push the Winds Around, is now available in both ebook and print copies. Check out this customer review from Amazon.com. Talk about a good read. Have you ever thought, if only God would allow me to go back in time to right my wrongs? What if I could change those decisions I made? What would be the outcome? Would the changes make a difference? If you have ever thought about that, then this book is your challenge. The story is so good you won't want it to end. You'll see why it deserves 5 stars. Bob Siegel, you've done it again. Can't wait for the sequel. Push the Winds Around, available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Welcome back to the Bob Siegel Show, and welcome within the Bob Siegel Show to another episode of Stump, Jim, Barrier. Hey, we got the louder applause this week for you, Jim.
No golf clap. You've been representing these last few times for how okay. Well you know in your music. So let's go.
What
to,
do you got?
We're going to the year 1975. I believe, or 1974.
Oh, we're getting out of the turbulent 60s and getting into the stupid disco 70s.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, so you're moving into my, it's not my.
We're getting into the Donnie and Marie era here. Okay.
I would never play the Osmonds. Sorry. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Does that sound any familiar, Jim?
Okay. Is it the Rolling Stones?
It is the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Okay, you got the silver. Are you going to go for the gold?
What's that?
It's only rock and roll, but I like it?
That is correct. I wanted the full title, too, so good job.
Oh, very good, Jim.
Wow.
Very good job, Jim.
Very good. Now, Jim, I have to ask you something. I was at a party last night, Dane and I, and there was a live band. They were playing a lot of oldies, and I started hearing something very familiar, and I'm going, boy, this would be a perfect Stump Jim Barrier. And I took the challenge myself, and I guessed Jefferson Airplane and asked my friend, and he told me that I was correct, that it was Jefferson Airplane. But then he told me something that sounded maybe familiar, but I was not as sure of. He said that Jefferson Airplane changed its name to Jefferson Starship. Is that true? When did they make that change of title?
When they changed some band members and it became more irrelevant. And they did a song that is always in the top of the list of the worst songs of all time in pop music. We built this city on rock and roll. And I saw the Jefferson Airplane live at least once. But it was the old group when it was the air. And people call them the Airplane. They dropped the Jefferson part and just called it the Airplane.
Were they using the word Jefferson to commemorate Thomas Jefferson? Was that the idea?
No, in that day in the late 60s, people were taking so much drugs that nothing had to make sense. It was quite a fad to have a band name with two words that were unrelated. So Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. The Electric Prunes, and on and on and on. There was a whole bunch of that. But Moby Grape was my favorite. They were not a household name, but they were one of the greatest bands of that era. In fact, when Led Zeppelin went into the Hall of Fame, they cited Moby Grape as one of their influences. Anyway, Airplane, Jefferson Airplane, and then Jefferson Starship, and then just Starship. I was never a big fan, but I probably could have guessed that song because I'd heard it so much.
I think you would have, but we'll go ahead and play it in a future week.
I could have sworn you liked the British Invasion back in the day, for sure.
I did, but those were psychedelic Bay Area bands. And yeah, my favorite stuff was the British Invasion, for sure.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Jefferson Airplane was not British?
They're from San Francisco.
No, they were a Bay Area band.
Well, look at the fine imprint it made on that fine, fine city.
Well, you know, and I've gone off on that.
I'm ready to go back to Haight-Ashbury. If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some ribbons in your hair. That was a better San Francisco than what we've got now.
And that was Scott McKenzie, by the way.
Yes, it was.
For me, it was real interesting because I didn't do drugs. But I was very immersed in the music scene and the stuff that was going on. But I didn't do the drugs. And so
well, you know what that means, Jim? That means you weren't there because they say... Yeah. If you remember the 60s, you weren't there because anybody in the 60s did drugs. So,
but I'm proof that that's not true. And I think Robin Williams, if he didn't make it up, he certainly popularized that phrase. So, good times, good times. Do we want to come back to the show? I'm having fun. Brandon always, he just opens it up for me when I get into that nostalgia mode.
Well, Jim, I do have a special surprise for you. So just hold on one second.
Oh, a surprise? I love surprises.
Hold on one second.
It's been a while. Our Joe Biden update music.
Oh, help me, help me, help me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Given the choice, I would vote for Otis as president over Biden.
Otisburg?
It's just a little place, boss. Miss Teskmeyer thought it up.
And by the way, Lex Luthor is not the greatest criminal mind of our time. There's a lot of guys that have bumped him off of that title. So we were talking about the Inflation Reduction Act that Otis Joe has been behind, and how much money went to the IRS. And you mentioned it, the suggestion that they will hire agents. Now, Ted Cruz and other people have thrown this number out and said that they're going to hire 87,000 new agents. And that, of course, scares people and, you know, sensationalism. Here's where that number comes from. A year ago, the Treasury Department did a report, and it stated that $78 million in new IRS funding would enable the IRS to hire 87,000 employees by the year 2031. So that's where they got that number. So over a 10-year period with the money that came in, which was actually more than $78 million, $79, almost $80 million, that would enable them to hire 87,000 employees. Now,
so can we hope it won't be till 2031 when they try to implement this garbage?
Well, it would be over a period of time. So here's what happens. People retire or they lose their jobs or whatever, and then they have to be replaced. And so they wouldn't just be all of a sudden 87,000 new employees. This would be spread out over time, and they would replace people or add new positions, and they would not all be IRS agents. You know, they'd be clerical workers, all kinds of things. So just to be real, because this is fair and balanced reporting. Wait, no, that's a different station. It wouldn't be 87,000 new agents already armed and on the scene. That's the way the sensational stuff was spun. But 87,000 people is still a lot. Do they need that many people to count the money that isn't there? You know,
but you know what? And I'll give this as advice to my audience. If you want a surefire way of not getting audited by the IRS, go apply for a job with the IRS. They probably won't come after you.
That's a great plan.
If you want free health care, leave the country and then sneak back in. Yeah. Tell people you're here illegally. Free health care, free college.
You've always got a plan. You've always got a plan. So here's the deal. A little math. $80 billion over a 10-year period is $8 billion a year. The current budget for the IRS is $12.6 billion. So that's an increase of two-thirds. That's more troubling to me than the scare tactics if there's going to be 87,000 armed agents roaming the streets looking through your trash. It's more the ridiculous spending, which is part of this administration. Just spend money and print more when you run out. So that's
but it reduced inflation in the title until the bill passed and they felt the freedom to title it what it really was.
I guess. Let's move on. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, really, in an unprecedented action, 30 federal agents executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago and raided the home of former President Donald Trump. And I think he was not home when they did this. But
no, he was in New York when they did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is a comment from Michael Tabman, who was the former head of the FBI's Minneapolis field office. He said, "We just haven't investigated presidents after they've served their term. The political sensitivities are clear. It's obvious that they're dealing on a very sort of tenuous political climate. When you go out and investigate a president, particularly one who says he may run for office again." In other words, Mr. Tabman is saying this was politically motivated. They didn't have just cause. That's already been documented. There was no just cause. They went in looking for anything they could, going through the former first lady's underwear drawer. You know, they were just trying to find anything.
Well, actually, Jim, it's nothing new. They've been doing this for years in banana republics. It's just new in the United States. Okay, hold with me for one more segment. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.
You've already heard some of the wonderful customer reviews of the Dangerous Christmas Ornament, but now listen to some highlights from a professional review by Lisa Ruth of Communities Digital News. The book is literally a page-turner that will delight children and adults alike. Readers will find a piece of themselves in Mike, whom Siegel portrays perfectly. He develops the 12-year-old deftly and makes him real to the readers. They will adore Aunt Lorene. They will remember their first love and the pain of betrayal from a friend. Caligula the cat is a wonderfully clever addition to the story. He steals the book with his caustic insight, making all readers wonder just what their own pets would say if they could talk. The real gift of the Dangerous Christmas Ornament is the lessons it weaves amid the adventure. It reminds us of the social and personal responsibility we share and the repercussions of our actions on those around us. The Dangerous Christmas Ornament has adventure, entertainment, and some extremely important lessons. What more could you ask for in a book?
Welcome back to 1170 AM, 96.1 FM, The Answer. I'm your host, Bob Siegel. Well, Jim, as always, the time goes by so fast. Last segment, what do you got for us?
Well, let's wrap this up. Uncle Joe Biden, denied having advance notice about the raid in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. I believed that immediately when I heard that one. He's the bastion of truth and integrity. I believe every word that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah. Just like I said, you know, he stole the election fair and square.
Fair and square.
But he wouldn't remember if he did know. And I don't know if they would trust him.
Well, yeah. And when I heard that comment, I thought, he's such a bumbling moron. Maybe he didn't know anything about it. But the people that are really running the White House, the real administration, of course they knew.
Well, and at the very least, it's a conflict of interest for Joe Biden's attorney general to raid the home of his predecessor and likely opponent if either or both of them run in 2024. So it is corruption.
Has there been any change? Has the White House since admitted that they did know about it? Has that story changed?
Oh, maybe so. I need to get up to date. I'm sorry. But he said that at one point. So if they change, that means he's lying on one point or the other. Now, one of our other favorite people, someone I know you just love dearly, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said, the search only underscores the fact that no person is above the law.
Unless they're married to Nancy Pelosi and they do drunk driving, then maybe they are above the law.
Well, yeah. No one's above the law unless you're Hillary or Hunter Biden or Nancy herself.
Or any Democrat, any leftist, any Marxist.
Yeah.
The law doesn't go after any of them.
Yeah. So now, to wrap this up, for those of you keeping score at home, the FBI supported the Russia collusion hoax in order to damage the legitimacy of Trump's administration. The FBI manufactured the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case and blamed it on Trump. The FBI helped the Biden presidential campaign by covering up Hunter Biden's illegal activities. Yes, I said illegal. The FBI targeted conservative parents who protested pandemic policies on school boards. They've called parents of children domestic terrorists. Federal agents were in the crowd on January 6th. The FBI raided the home of a former president, never been done before, and now possibly 87,000 new IRS agents could be added over the next decade to what's already a fat bureaucracy. I used to wonder, even up until just recent years maybe, I used to wonder how the German people followed Hitler. I used to say that. How in the world did, I'm sure there were some good people in Germany, how in the world did they fall for that? How did they wind up following this guy? I know there was the threat of death. They didn't want to go into a camp. But they, in mass, they swarmed after the guy and they rallied and they cheered him in the square. I used to wonder, how in the world could that happen to the German people? I used to wonder when I read the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
How the whole earth worshipped the beast. I read that and I thought, that's crazy. How could...
They're probably going to be told that they don't care about your health if they don't worship the beast.
Well, I have noticed a couple of things in history and current events, just in my own life, and something about human nature itself. Two of the strongest motivators, maybe the strongest, are fear of punishment and hope of reward. And governments and churches and parents and all kinds of systems has used that thing, fear and then promise of rewards.
Yeah, like our mayor here in Los Angeles says, snitches get rewards. It sounds like the title of a Dr. Seuss book, Snitches Get Rewards.
L.A. is really a mess. I just read very recently, kids playing basketball in schools have to wear masks while they play basketball.
Well, it's no surprise because the basket itself is kind of a mask for the ball. So that's probably just their way of trying to honor the sport.
I don't know. Well, that doesn't seem healthy. You're breathing pretty hard. I've played basketball when I was younger.
Of course it's not healthy. This is just the most disastrous policy, and the CDC is finally coming out and admitting it. Well, we might have been wrong about some of this stuff.
By the way, is it true? I've heard rumors that there are people that want Gavin Newsom to run for president.
Oh, of course they do.
Is that even possible?
Well, people followed Hitler. People will follow the Antichrist. Why wouldn't they want Gavin Newsom for president?
Yeah, I feel so bad for you living in that state. The weather's nice, and you have real Mexican food, but my gosh, politically and economically and on so many levels. It's crazy there. It's a state of insanity.
Well, my friends are leaving one at a time. I mentioned I was at a party last night. Some really good friends are moving to Texas. I said I have a lot of family and friends in Texas, and they're all very happy there.
I'm very happy. Now, I just talked to somebody in real estate recently, and they told me that over 100 people a day move into the San Antonio area. That's a lot of people moving into
They should at least move to the more conservative part of Texas instead of San Antonio and Austin.
Well, San Antonio is better than Austin, and Houston isn't all that great. But the point is, I know a lot of those people are coming from the West Coast, and I know why. And I have friends that are trying to get out of out of San Diego, and they can't because they're buried in homes that aren't worth.
Well, they can't afford the gas to put in their car and drive out of here. That's
check out U-Haul statistics. You can't get a U-Haul leaving California because they just don't have any. There are none available. Everybody's bailing out. Anyway, what a mess. But yeah, Gavin Newsom, how's that guy stayed in office? Well, the same way that Joe Biden got
It was easy. He cheated. Yeah. He stayed in office the same way Joe Biden got in office. Very well said. All right, Jim, we will see you next month. It's always a pleasure having you.
All right. We'll get some dates. Thanks,
man. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by the Law Offices of Matthew Simone.